From Washington, this is VOA News. Millions of voters have begun streaming to the polls across Myanmar in the first relatively free election in a quarter of a century. The vote could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. VOA's Steve Herman reporting now from Myanmar's largest city, Yangon.
I am at the Basic Education Primary School number 3 in Bahan Township. This is in an upscale neighborhood of Yangon where NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi lives, and she has just voted here. It was a scene of pandemonium. The number of voters waiting at this polling station, only outnumbered by the number of the domestic and international media. A lot of yelling and shouting, everyone wanting to get a photograph of her casting her ballot at this elementary school on this very historic day in Myanmar.
VOA Steve Herman reporting. Despite increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of the Egypt's investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached. All 224 people aboard that jet died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory of a bomb exploding aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed on Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside of Damascus. Russia, Syria's government, and the U.S.-led coalition all are carrying out bombing raids in Syria, sometimes in the same areas. This is VOA News.